This is the BBC.
Six Music's A to Z of Punk.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley, and you can hear me on BBC Six Music Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9. And I'm old enough to have lived through the punk rock explosion.
And I'm Rob Hughes, and I'm not, but I know my stuff.
He does. And in this series, we'll bring you the definitive guide to punk and new wave.
Celebrating the pioneers, debunking the myths,
identifying the inspirational, lampooning the charlatans,
and generally just sounding off.
Look, it's two blokes with some records.
And some opinions you might disagree with.
And we don't care. What are we looking at then, Bobby?
We're looking at F, aren't we, Mark?
And what does it stand for, Bobby?
Falling out.
Falling out.
All the numbers account for years. Checks the cards through eyes of tears. Bingo Masters break out. Bingo Masters break out. Bingo Masters break out. Seems is a back of chairs in the mirror, a lack of hairs. A like round which he fills out, hear the players all.
So a listener did request that quite recently, actually, so eventually we shall get there. That was The Fall and Bingo Masters Breakout from The Bingo Masters Breakout. And yes, we most definitely are in the Punk A to Z with Rob Hughes, and we're looking at the letter F because it's alphabetical.
Hey, we've got there, haven't we?
We know where we're going. Okay, so this is an gnarly one to start with.
It is. Well, far be it from me to lead a discussion on The Fall, Mark. It's such a big part of your life from 78 to early 83.
Yes.
But, you know, here we go. I mean, the origins are interesting, aren't they? It's formed in 76. We will get to the turnaround of membership, which is, you know,
inevitable.
Famous, isn't it? I think it's 66 at last count, isn't
and
it?
And fallen out, which is what we were looking at, just the irony of it. But yeah, so they went to see the Sex Pistols, so it was Martin Brahmer and Mark Smith went to see the Sex Pistols at the Leicester Free Trade Hall, didn't they? I'll probably get some of this wrong, which is a great irony. They performed in Prestwich, which is where the band had been based for most of the time anyway. And Bingo Masters EP was actually funded by Richard Boone.
It was, of New Hormones.
Of New Hormones.
Yeah,
and so they made some money out of Spiral Scratch and, put some money into The Fall doing some recording, but it obviously didn't come out on the New Hormones label. It came out on Step Forward, which is Miles Copeland's label.
Mm,
Okay, so you take it away for a bit.
Well,
then,
you know, the kind of the influence that go into The Fall, and again, you probably know more than me, but, you know, from what I gather, I mean, as well as kind of a very literally influences Albert Camus' novel, of course, The Fall, which is, and they were going to be called The Outsiders, weren't they, initially, which is another Camus novel.
It's a bit Spinal Tap, but they're called The Outsiders, so the another band were called The Outsiders, so they changed the name to the follow-up, the subsequent novel, which was The Fall. And Tony Friel, it mustn't be understated this, that Tony Friel came up with the names, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, that's what I gather, as well.
And he wrote a lot of the songs early on, as well, and was a hugely important part of The Fall. When I used to go and see The Fall, he was so great, and you know, and the early songs, like I say, like Bingo Masters, and a lot of those songs around that time, he did.